Synesthesia is the term we use, which is part of the unconscious programming, perhaps automatic programming, when we slide from one representation system into another. For example, if you were to watch a video and all of a sudden the picture had really gross stuff and you felt a in your tummy, that would be a synesthesia. You would be seeing something and having a kinesthetic response. So the synesthesias happen all the time. They're completely natural. They're not a problem until they are. And when they are, it's often unknown. So when we work with people later on to do all kinds of things like install strategies, elicit collapse strategies, recall, anchoring, all kinds of things, we want to be a little bit more aware of this synesthesia. Now, we can use this to our advantage. You know, if we're trying to teach a child to read, you see, they're seeing the words, but we teach them phonetics. So here we are deliberately invoking auditory phonetics. We're trying to get them to say and use the auditory elements when they see words. A lot of the times when people are so-called disabled learners, it's just that the representation system is going the wrong way, or the teacher's not being very flexible with their teaching. So we might try to use another system to assist. Now, when I taught my daughter how to see words clearly instead of just phonetics, I would have her see the words clearly and largely. And then I would have her use her finger to trace the letters in the air. So this was giving her brain the options of using visual or kinesthetics representation systems on top of the phonetics. So now her brain has numerous pathways to recall the word, or numerous pathways to verbalize this complicated word she's seeing. So if she sees a word like neuro-linguistic programming, what she could do is she could see it and lock it in visually. Big, clear picture. And where would we put that? Up in the top left or up in the top right quadrant? That's right. So we could do it visually. We could do it auditorily. N for neuro. Can you say neuro? We can teach her auditorily, and we could teach her kinesthetically, which would be tracing out the letters with her finger. Sometimes when it goes incredibly wrong is we want to do something. Say we're going to our computer, we need to do something, we go to start it. And then next thing you know, we're at the fridge getting a snack. You know, procrastinating. So what happens sometimes is we go to do the thing we want to do, and outside of our conscious awareness, our brain may make a visual representation. Perhaps a visual representation of something, and we get a negative kinesthetics response. So instead of being motivated, we stop. Or we're going to do something and we hear a voice in our head saying, "You're not good enough," or "I'm not good enough," and we stop. So sometimes those voices and those pictures will be unconscious. Now, those pictures being unconscious outside of our awareness, but what we are aware of is that we're at the fridge a couple of minutes later instead of doing the important thing. So we don't know why it happened, and we call it procrastination. And inside the roots of procrastination, there's been a synesthesia that the client or we are unaware of. So it's really good to be aware of that. And you can actually see it in the eye patterns.